Shvius, Perak Aleph Mishnah Dalet. Ha'yechad oisa kikrat ve'elu shnayim ein osin. If you have in a field that has three trees, one of them can produce a kikrat ve'elu, this fig cake. Ushnaim ein osin, but two of them cannot. Ushnaim osin, or two of them can. Ve'echad ein osin, one of them cannot. Ein chorshlim el tzarkon. One is only allowed to plow around each one, each tree, according to its needs, but not throughout the whole field. Ad shiyu mishloshav yatisha. So the Rav says that this is just an extension of the previous halachas. That just like you said in the previous halachas, now we know that the Rav and the Rash seems to hold that one has to have that each tree can produce its own large fig cake. So that halacha extends from not just three, but from 3 to 9 as well. And according to the Rambam, it's interesting, the Kesef Mishnah learns that there's actually two halachas, and it actually makes sense why the Mishnah has an interesting lashon here that's not normally used. It really should just say, Ein Charshon al Tzarkon, Achu Asara. What's this Achu Mishlosh of Yatisha? So the Kesef Mishnah learns that according to the Rambam, remember the Rambam holds that everything is in proportions, that when you have 60, when you have three trees, it doesn't mean that each tree has to produce 60, rather, that altogether it has to be 60, that each tree has to produce 20. Now the Rambam says that if you have in a field that has three trees, one of them produces 60 and the other ones don't, that's no good, that doesn't work, like this Mishnah says. However, what if you have from 3 to 9, where cumulatively they produce 60, but the difference is, when you have from 3 to 9, so let's say you have 9 trees, 7 trees produce, 2 trees do not. Here the Rambam holds, as long as you have cumulatively 60, it doesn't matter, it's good. So that halach is different than when you only have 3, because when you have 3, all of them have to do their job, they all have to produce at least 20. But once you have more than 3, the Rambam holds, you don't need all of them to do their job. It's actually the Machlokes in the Yerushalmi, what each of them would need to do. Rather, as long as they produce 60 altogether, that's fine. Problem is, according to the Rashi and the Rav, if you learn it simply that each tree has to produce a kikar dvela, how could it be that it's the same halacha? Like the Rav says that the halacha extends. How could that possibly be that if you have, let's say, 9, 8 of them produce, but one of them doesn't, that's no good? How could that be when you only have 3, all 3 need to produce? I got that. But when you have 9, 8 of them produce, so it's more than the original 3. You have more figs that are being produced. You potentially have 480 mana, where 8 trees each produce 60. But since you have one there that doesn't produce, how could that mess up the whole thing? That's what the Taisis Yantav asks. Some Achronim want to say it's like, it's worse. Having 3 that are there that are perfect, that each of them produce, is better than having 8 that produce but one like bad apple in the whole system. But it's a little daichik. It could be that this kasha is such a strong kasha, and it could be one of the reasons that we said earlier in the previous Mishnah why Rabbi Akiva Eiger didn't want to learn, even according to the Rav and the Rash, that they hold that each tree has to produce 60. That's why he had his kasha earlier. Nevertheless, let's continue weiter in the Mishnah. Hayu asara, me asara lamalo. If you have 10 and anything more than 10 trees in the field, bein oisin, bein she'ein oisin, whether they make fruits or not, charshin kol beis asara b'shvilon. Now you can plow the whole field because of these 10. Now it doesn't matter what they produce. Could be once you have 10, it's for the necessity of those trees. It's okay. Now the next part of the Mishnah is going back to the first Mishnah, which talks about Tosefes Shvius, that if you don't have the necessary amount of figs that are going to be produced, so we said that you're only allowed to plow what's needed for the tree itself, but not the rest of the field. Why not? Why can't you plow? It's not Shemitah yet. So if Machlokes Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Yishmael, so it doesn't say Rabbi Akiva, it's a Tana Kama, but the Melech HaShlomo says that this is Rabbi Akiva that's brought down in the Gemara. Shenamar, Bechar Shuva Kotzer Tishbaz. Rabbi Akiva says, the Torah says in Kisisa, the Pasuk is actually talking about Shabbos, the Torah says by Shabbos, Sheshashim, yep, doesn't say this in the Mishnah. I'm just reading. 6 days you should work, and on the 7th day you should rest. And also on Shabbos, you should rest from plowing and harvesting. So it's not teaching me about Shabbos, because I know I'm not allowed to harvest and I'm not allowed to plow on Shabbos. And the Mishnah says, Ain't Sarchalom and Harsh Vakatzer Shal Shvius. And it also can't be talking about Shemitah, because I know I can't do that on Shemitah as well. So what is it teaching me? Rather, it's talking about plowing. Erev Shvius, the year before Shemitah, the 6th year that's entering Shemitah, v'katzer shel Shvius, and harvesting the grain of Shemitah, shehu yotzi l'maitzor Shvius, that you want to now harvest it the 8th year, the year after Shemitah, what grew, the sfiche Shvius, the growths from the Shemitah year. And also, like the Rav says, what was planted be'isser on Shemitah, you want to cut that after Shemitah? That, according to Rabbi Akiva, you can't do, because that's what the Pasuk's coming to teach me. But Rabbi Shmuel disagrees. And this is the same Rabbi Shmuel we brought up earlier, if you recall, with Rabbi Gamliel. Rabbi Shmuel, Oimer mechorish rishus, af kotzer rishus, yotzek tzir ha-oimer. So Rabbi Shmuel explains that really, we're talking about Shabbos, we're not talking about Shemitah, just like the Pasuk was talking about Shabbos, and it's not teaching me anything about Shemitah. Rather, that just like chorish, by plowing, it's a rishus, because you will not find a mitzvah to plow anywhere. There's no mitzvah plowing by any other mitzvah. So too, the kotzer that the Torah talks about, is also by a rishus. When the Torah says don't cut in this pasuk, it's saying, do you know the cutting that I'm referring to here? It's dafka cutting that's a rishus, just like chorish is a rishus. So to this kutzer is a rishus. That's the only type of kutzer that I aser from you. But what does that then teach me? But if you do find a kutzer that's a mitzvah, which is kitzir sa'omer, the carbon omer that they would have to cut, lishma, that's doicha Shabbos. Only something that's a rishus that's not a mitzvah is not doicha Shabbos. But tell me a din, according to Bishmo, that kitzir sa'omer is doicha Shabbos.